Residents of Baghdad are slowly starting to reclaim the night. They're returning to the streets that they've generally abandoned with the setting of the sun. The capital is still battered by crime and insurgent attacks, and people have not dared to go to the kebab houses and cafes until now. Iraqi men, women, and children are coming into the open, and they've even started going to the city's 40-year-old fun fair. NPR's Philip Reeves went too.
Baghdad Amusement Park, one of the first fun fairs built in the Middle East, is now rust-bitten and weed-choked. This is scarcely the perfect place for a first evening out since the fall of Saddam Hussein. But there are few choices in this battered city, and Salim Abed and his fiancée Shema are making the best of it.
We decided together to come here and spend some time just to have fun. Because before, you know, security was really bad, but now it's a little bit better.
For months, Baghdad's citizens have spent every evening at home, confined by a raging insurgency and a crime epidemic. Bombs are still going off. Kidnappers, assassins and carjackers are still at work. But now there are many more Iraqi police on the streets. The city likes that. And people, Salim included, are beginning to sneak out into the open.
Yeah, it's good. And it's better, in fact. Not only me, I'm speaking all other people. I mean, it's better. And people start to go out, have dinner outside.
There was a time when the ghost train was a novelty. These days, though, its spooks and ghouls seem worn out and dated. They're noisy and bizarre. Among the pop-up monsters stands a blonde, naked female mannequin, but not very frightening. But that's not dented the enthusiasm of Shokri Sahan and his family. He's bought his kids and nephews.
I think they would like anything, happy. They just want to go out of their houses. I mean, they've been kept inside houses for a long time. So they don't care about, you know, terror.
Against a setting sun, the fair's prime attraction cranks into action. After being bombarded, invaded, ransacked by looters and bombed, you'd think the last thing Baghdadis need is a nerve-shredding ride on a rust-blistered roller coaster. But no. This is a hardened city, and despite those perfunctory shouts, most roller coaster passengers seem unmoved. As one small boy hurtles round the track, he carries on casually munching from a bag of peanuts. Basim Ali and his wife complete the ride looking remarkably composed.
We are not frightened because we Iraqis, we used just to get rid of fear because we passed through many, many terrifying experiences. The Iraq-Iranian war, then many wars with America and Great Britain. So we passed through many frightening experiences.
The conflict's never far away, though. As small Iraqi children sitting in plastic helicopters serenely ride round and round a merry-go-round, a real one, an American Cobra, passes low overhead. For a long time after the invasion, only men came to the fair. Now families have begun to appear, and clusters of young women, which is why 18-year-old Mohammed Adnan is here.
Yeah, it's really, you know, relaxing. You know, you just change the mode. You come here, see some other people, women, men, and especially women.
This is only the beginning, and a tentative one at that. Baghdadis could soon lock themselves away again if there's another surge of unrest, especially if the police retreat from the streets. Roller coaster operator Mohammed Rahima says this is still a far cry from the pre-war days.
The place was wonderful. I mean, we even used to receive people from other provinces, from even outside Iraq.
But Mohammed Arema is like a lot of Baghdadis at present. Despite the dire conditions around him, the car bombs and mortar attacks, he hasn't yet lost the capacity to look very cautiously on the bright side.
And people a little bit optimistic about the new government, you know, police patrols in the streets a little bit more than before. That's why people are a little bit comforted.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.